All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Ventura County Regional Energy Alliance Board of Directors. Today's meeting is being held via Zoom. It is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. Let's see. Do I need to read the special notice, meeting participation and public comments portion? I don't recall. No?
No.
Okay, very good. All right, so meeting's been called to order. May we have roll call, please?
Sure. Director Villasenor?
Here.
Director Basul?
Sula, here.
Director Ariza? Director Jones?
Here.
Chair Hernandez?
Here.
Vice Chair Judge? Director Quady?
Here.
Director Lomax? Director Rubalcava?
Here.
Director Levere will be joining us hopefully in a few minutes. Director Perez?
Here.
And Director Edmonds. All right, did I miss anyone? No. Okay, I think that concludes roll call. Thank you.
Okay, very good. And Director Perez, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Okay, thank you. Everyone, if you're ready, hand over heart. And I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Next item five, is approval of minutes from the August 18th, 2022 BCREA board meeting. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes? And if so, I'll entertain a motion to approve. There's no changes.
Move approval.
Okay, we have Director Perez motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I will second.
Director Basua has seconded. May we have a roll call vote?
We don't need to do that. Just all in favor.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
I have an abstention.
Okay. Director Quady has an abstention.
Got that.
Because I wasn't here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, Alejandra. Okay. All right. So the minutes have been approved. Let's go to agenda review. Does anybody have any changes or comments on the agenda? All in favor of the agenda as is, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, agenda's approved. Public comments. Do we have anybody here for public comment? Okay.
I did not receive any, no.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from directors? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to the adoption of the resolution authorizing remote teleconference meetings of the VCREA for a 30-day period pursuant to Government Code Section 54953, Subdivision E of the Ralph W. Brown Act. Who's going to present this?
Oh.
You want to go ahead and motion to go another 30 days? Okay, very good. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Director Jones. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next item is the 2023 meeting schedule. Does staff have any thing they want to say about the meeting schedule for next year?
No, we kept it relatively similar to this year, the third Thursday of every quarter, so four times a year.
Okay, very good. Thank you, staff, for that. May I have approval on the 2023 meeting schedule?
Move approval.
Director Perez has moved to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I'll second.
Okay. I heard Director Villaseñor.
Yes.
Second. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No, it's the, ¿cómo se llama?
Lourdes, did you have something? Oh, she needed to mute herself. Okay, so the meeting schedule has been approved. Now we are at item 11, 2022 transition year recap and staff recommendations. And we have a staff presentation on this.
Yes, hi, good morning, Alejandra. Apologies for being a couple minutes late. I'm still having some issues this time of day. We came to the end of our 1 year transition. So we wanted to kind of give you a little updates of what we've been doing this year. And a little bit of that is in that program update, all the meetings that we've had, trying to secure some future funding for BCREA. So Heather can expand a little bit more on that. We knew that this year we were very limited on funding. We only had one grant, which was for the electric vehicles. But we knew that there was grants and more funding coming from the federal government. So we wanted to take this year to pursue those. They're not here yet. They're coming. But Heather can tell you a little bit of some of the meetings that we've had with state agencies, just kind of seeking more input on that. Heather, we can let the board know a little bit of what was been happening.
Yeah, so Heather Allen, program administrator for BCREA, and we have been involved tracking all of the state and federal grant funding that's coming down. I believe I included a link in the program update, and it's a nice spreadsheet which tells you like when grants may be launched, the application period, and then when the grant awards will be announced. But we've been working a lot with the regional partners, and we've been involved in all of the pre-grant application workshops and all of the workshops around providing public comments or guidance on how the workshop or how the grant the grant applications will look and how the grants will be administered. And so a lot of what we've been hearing from our state partners has been the state agencies are really looking at regional collaboration, and they want to administer larger grants. So grants aren't really going to be available for a couple $100,000. The state agencies are really looking at $1 million grants with larger partners. And when they mean larger partners, maybe covering counties, are not just having counties or cities apply, but counties, cities, community-based organizations, all working together. So we're bringing in more collaboration, more partners to the table with a special focus on EJ and social justice groups, and providing more capacity for community-based organizations, EJ groups, as well as city staff and county staff. So we've worked, this is all included in the program update, but we have been, we worked with our Central Coast partners. And when I say Central Coast, a lot of the times the grant opportunities range from Ventura all the way up to Santa Cruz County. It could be six counties, three counties, one county. And so a lot of our efforts have actually been at that six county level. So we worked with partners on the California Economic Resilience Fund grant, and the six counties were awarded that grant. More details will be coming out in the future months. And so that was millions of dollars for economic and resiliency funding to our region. By the time we meet again in February, I'll have much more details on that grant opportunity. The way BCREA is involved in that grant is we can provide technical assistance. We have expertise in climate change, mitigation, adaptation, and resiliency. And then the other big grant effort that we will hear about in hopefully December, about maybe December 15th timeframe, is the next business meeting, was a regional resilience collaborative grant. And that was from Strategic Growth Council. So VCREA worked with, again, at that regional scale of Ventura to Santa Cruz. We partnered on three applications. Again, VCRA would be involved with providing technical assistance in developing inventory tools and networking platform tools for climate resilience. And those three grant applications were with Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, and Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. And for the Ventura County one, the lead applicant was the Ventura County Community Foundation. And we had lots of partners with VCRA and the Climate Justice Network. So, and we're tracking other grant opportunities, and we should be putting some more applications in the next couple of months. So hopefully in February, I'll have more details. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Heather. So anybody have any questions for Heather? I have one question. Did you say Ventura County Community Foundation was the lead applicant in both the grants that you spoke about, or just one?
The Regional Climate Resilience Grant, Ventura County Community Foundation was lead applicant. For the California Economic Resilience Fund grant, the lead applicant is the three economic development collaboratives in the six county region. So economic or EDC in Ventura County. I am blanking on the names of the other two economic.
That's okay.
But they're the partners, and we formed a coalition called Uplift Central Coast.
Oh, okay.
And I can send out a link to that, because it'd be really great if we have city involved in that. Our Workforce Development Board for Ventura County is very involved in that that Uplift Central Coast Coalition too. So as many partners as we can get in the Ventura County region means more funding will come to our region, because we have, you know, as a group, a louder voice. So the money, it's not all going up north to the Monterey and Santa Cruz counties.
Right. Very good. Well, you know, I always thought Ventura County, when it comes to us working together, we work very well together. We've very collaborative county, I think, in comparison to other counties. So if there's anything the board can do, let us know. I'll get to Christina in just a second, but I wanted to suggest too that you always keep in the back of your mind the fact that some of us sit on regional organizations such as Southern California Association of Government, League of California Cities. So if there's anything we can do in that capacity, anything that we can take to those venues and to those meetings, let us know. So with that, Director Villaseñor.
Yes, thank you. Just a quick question. Thank you for the presentation and the update. When the grants are talking about economic resiliency or climate resiliency, what does that translate to for actual programmatic work? So if someone were to say, well, what are the top two or three programs or projects that are happening with this kind of grant, what would they be?
Thank you, Director Villaseñor. Actually, the interesting part about both of those grants is it's funding for building more robust collaborations. And so no programs or projects have been identified yet. So for both the RCC grant, if our region is awarded funding, and the SURF grant, which we were awarded funding, the next early 2023 will be really focused on all of those community partners, community-based organizations, cities, counties, environmental justice and social justice groups, sitting at the table together to discuss what our priority projects are. So hopefully I'll have more information on that. Sorry, I can't answer the question, but the intent of both of those fundings was to collaborate. And then once we have projects identified, we have money to implement some of those projects, but some of the additional state and federal funding coming down the line will be to implement the projects that were identified in this collaboration process. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Thank you for that.
Just kind of jumping in, which brings us to our next ask. As staff members, we wanted to, as you can hear, we participate in Heather's done a lot of work to, you know, make regional collaborations, and then the project identification is coming. So we wanted to kind of ask around if you have ideas now that you can let us know, like this is what my city. This is what my organization is looking for. This is what I want you to kind of look for or find funding. Or we can set up meetings with you, or if I identify any staff members, then we can do that the months of December and January. So that way we know what your priorities are, what your city's staff is looking for. So when those come up, then we know like, okay, go to, you know, so-and-so, and then kind of work with them and kind of figure out what we already have and what our needs are, so we can have the collaboration ready to go and have a competitive application. So kind of that was our next ask. As you heard from Heather, we're getting there. We got money to work as a region and kind of collaborate. And then the funding for project money is coming. So we want to be ready for that. We want to know what the needs are.
Very good. Director Villaseñor, do you have another question or comment?
Perfect. Yeah, just a comment on what Alejandra just said. And that is, I know in the city of Fillmore, and I'm sure other cities in the county that just, you know, we had elections and have new council members. We have usually in January or towards the end of January, the council members have a strategic goal setting session. And the last 2 years, I'm sure years before that, you know, climate, environmental, you know, those kind of issues have been a key issue. So I'm hoping that I know my city, and I'm hoping other cities will have some answers for you in terms of what the city is setting as a priority, you know, and to share them and to be a part of this. So it might be good timing to check back in maybe the end of January.
Thanks. That's a good point. I think most of our cities do that in January. And I'm happy to see environmental and social justice added to the program criteria. I think we should all be doing that and thinking about that as we implement our goals for 2023. Anything else, Ms. Allen?
Chair Hernandez?
Yes, Director Perez?
Yes, what about our educational partners, like at our Ventura County Community College District? We have a sustainability policy, and we have an interest in, you know, the climate topic of climate sustainability. So maybe offline we could have a conversation to see, just have further conversation on that, see how we might get involved at the Community College District.
Right, and I think, and Heather can jump in, I think we're also, we're looking for funding, you know, climate, environmental justice and sustainability for local governments and cities, because, you know, we're seated in the county, but through our 3CREN Regional Energy Network, we are looking for workforce funding, and that also is translating to education and kind of working with the community colleges and high schools, so we are keeping eyes on that type of funding, and then we're also kind of climate change and resiliency is also tapping a little bit into water and drought. So we're also kind of keeping an eye on that. What some of that funding that maybe we can link to. So we are certainly looking beyond where our usual sustainability ideas are in cities and counties, and keeping in mind the community colleges, the special districts, the water districts, and kind of seeing if there's funding that we can at least identify and send your way, and we can partner in any way, that'll be great. So certainly take any ideas that you have.
Well, I think it just bears a further one-on-one discussion with somebody from this organization and our community college district. So let's have an offline conversation, please.
Perfect.
Thank you for those comments, Director Perez. I will say that the community college district's really involved in that SERF grant that I mentioned, the California Economic Resilience Fund. And a lot of our work has been through the Workforce Development Board. So we've been, we have a clean green working group that meets monthly to discuss workforce development and grant opportunities. And the staff from the different community colleges are very involved. And so, but we'll definitely set up some additional meetings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? All right, thank you, staff. Very exciting to see what's coming in 2023, and we look forward to supporting you and working with you and sharing our ideas with you. So thank you for that. Okay, so the next item, if there's nothing else on, do we need any action on item 11?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move to item 12, Climate Resilient Ventura County. Another staff presentation.
We're going to have Heather present, and she's going to share her screen and show you any dashboard we have.
Great.
Hello, everyone. Heather Allen, BCRA Program Administrator. I'm hoping you can see a web page right now that says Resilient Central Coast. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is one of the collaboration tools that has come out of all of these efforts and meeting with all of our Central Coast partners. And it is called the Resilient Central Coast Campaign. And so this has been over a year in the making. Hopefully some of you have heard a little bit about this before, but if not, we're going to be doing a ton of outreach later in December and January and beginning of 2023. But the Resilient Central Coast Campaign is a 6-county effort. It's the Central Coast counties from Ventura all the way to Santa Cruz. It involves staff from the cities, from the counties, and community-based organizations, all working together in an effort to launch this campaign with the simple goal of taking our everyday actions in 5 kind of activity categories. And if we can make little changes, like simple, easy changes, then hopefully our impact together will have a significant impact on our greenhouse gas emission reductions. And those 5 simple activities is the electricity we use, the energy we use, how we heat our homes, our transportation, choices we make, our food choices, how we dispose of waste, and how we use water. And as you'll see from the screen, most of our greenhouse gas inventory will say 40% or even more of our emissions come from these 5 activities. So I'll just make one more, like, I think a really interesting note on this campaign, and then I'm going to go through a quick demonstration of what the actual portal looks like. Is this campaign is meant to engage our micro community leaders. And when I talk about micro community leaders, those are people that, you know, are running church groups, neighborhood groups, Boy Scout troops, Girl Scout troops, you know, your colleagues at work, if y'all have teams or different departments, any type of community group. And that is very loosely defined. This campaign is here to help engage your community by making these changes to the 5 activities that I mentioned. And hopefully this will help community building, help people save money, become more engaged with climate resiliency and adaptation efforts, reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, and hopefully spur economic growth with our local workforce and taking on many new energy efficiency projects, etc. So this campaign, again, is going to launch in January, and we're hoping to have about 5,000 households signed up. And this is a 6-county effort. So throughout those 6 counties, thousands of households sign up and participate in this campaign by the time Earth Day 2023 comes around, which is in April. And I also want to note that this whole campaign is bilingual. So you can click on the tab to get Spanish translations for everything. Our Central Coast Climate Justice Network, which is made up of social justice and EJ groups, has been really involved in helping make sure the platform incorporates their priorities and all the translations are important or are done correctly. So let me actually show you the campaign now. So here's a homepage, and you can see there's a portion that talks about our goal, how many households are signed up, and our cumulative GHG emission reductions. But the important part is you go down to how to join a campaign. And so you'll see that there's 6 counties. If I click on Ventura, it takes you to the Ventura homepage. There's a Join the Challenge tab, where you can sign up. I will say when you join the challenge, it will take about 5 to 10 minutes because there's some information that you can import, like how much your utility bills are every month, your transportation options, your waste, your food choices. You can add as much or as little information to your sign up as you would like. And then you can always, if you just quickly sign up, you can always add more information later. But I'm going to go back to our homepage. There's a nice wide join. It's a welcome letter that Alejandro drafted. And so you get to the Ventura Climate Resilient BC page. Besides the join the challenge, wide join, there's a kind of an overview of how our region's doing, how many households have signed up, our progress with GHG emissions, and our top community groups that are participating. Again, this platform hasn't launched yet, so there's not a lot of information to show in here. But you go down, and those categories that I mentioned earlier, here's where they are. So for all of our climate mitigation measures, there's about 100 in this platform, and there's about 24 measures that are focused on climate resiliency. So it's really heavily focused on GHG emission reductions, but we're trying to expand it to focus also on climate resiliency. So I'm interested in being energy smart, and I'm going to show you what the campaign looks like if you haven't signed up, and then what happens if you do sign up. So I'm going to click this category. And it'll take me down to all those measures that are listed that are focused on energy. My house, I have single pane windows. It's been kind of cold lately, so I'm interested in maybe transitioning over to dual pane windows. So I'm going to go down and find the action for replacing single pane windows. So I click on that. And there's a whole lot of information here. So there's information on cost, time commitment, resources, savings, but the actual helpful portion is the introduction. What does it mean to change, to switch out from single pane, dual pane windows? How do you identify which windows need replacing? Learn the costs and rebate programs that are available. How do you choose the right windows? And then how do you get those windows installed? So every single measure, there's, like I said, over 100 of these, has all this detailed information, and it's basic information that everyone can understand. There's this tab called resources that's not available until you actually create an account. And the resources tab is very helpful because it'll lead our community members to all the resources that are available at the local level, state level, and federal level. So let me show you what happens when you actually create an account. I've already created an account, so I'm just gonna log in. And once you create an account, it'll take you to your home page. And so this home page has a lot of information you can explore on your own, but it'll tell you how many points you've accumulated, because every action that you take accumulates points. It'll tell you how many actions you've completed and how much money you've saved. I haven't filled in a ton of information, so I haven't saved that much money this year. But it also tells you how much GHG emissions you reduce. You get badges. But the interesting part is it lists how you take on these different actions. But let me go back to how I'm going to replace my single pane windows. So this is what I showed you earlier. And now we're going to go down to the single place window tab. Sometimes the measures change locations, so I apologize, but here, back to replace single pane windows. And so it's the same information that I showed you before, but now this resources section has been filled out. And so it lists all the different programs that will help you should investigate if you're wanting to switch out windows. And one of our local programs is 3C Ren, so you can go to 3C Ren's page for single or multifamily, and all that information is there. So we'll go back. And so on this platform, I mentioned how we're hoping to engage micro community leaders. You can create, let me go back to my homepage. You can create teams. I've created a sustainability team. I don't have a lot of team members yet because we're new to this process, but it'll show you how your team's doing. There's going to be resources on here for those community leaders, videos, curriculum to hand out, different ways to engage, and everything again is going to be at least bilingual, and this is mobile friendly, so you can have it all on your phone too. So any questions?
Yes, I have a few questions that I'd like to ask any of my board members if they have anything they'd like to share or ask.
I just have one question.
Go ahead, Ed.
Well, we just changed from daylight saving time to standard time. Does that save a little energy because, you know, we have it's lighter in the evening? I mean, if people rise early in the morning, when it's still dark, it wouldn't matter because you're going to, what you gain in the evening in saving electricity you lose in the morning. But have there been any studies on that? If standard time is more friendly to saving energy than daylight saving time?
Director Jones, I will have to get back to you with that research. I apologize. I do not know that off the top of my head.
Well, it's not a terribly important question.
But I will do some research and get back to you. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't see any hands up, but I don't have my full screen. Any other questions or comments?
I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure I understand. So if I Googled the Resilient Central Coast, I'd get to this site?
Yes. Let me, it's still in the works. So these pages are live, but it may be hard to find. So in your program update, there are some links to this page, but we can also send it out in a follow-up email that will take you to the 6 county regional page, as well as our climate resilient Ventura County page. The City of Thousand Oaks will also have a page, and we're reaching out to our other city members, city staff, to see if they would like their own city page. This campaign is really good for, as I mentioned, community engagement, but also if you have climate action plans or you want to track certain projects or programs that your city is doing, we can add measures that are specific to your city, and then you can track participation. So it really helps with climate action planning implementation and reporting on metrics. And what else was I going to say about this? Yeah, and we've reached out to our city staff and they've sent us some of their projects and programs, but we welcome any feedback or any additional resources that we would like to add to our Ventura County page.
Excellent. Very cool. Very exciting tool.
Very cool.
Director Rubalcava.
Yeah, thank you for the information. I'm just wondering if this site and this program would also be helpful to businesses or like cities, but like at City Hall or city facilities, or even like the county government center or government center facilities. Like, would it be appropriate for agencies and businesses to also use this program and participate?
Yes, Director Bacabla, thank you for the comments. And yes, this is actually perfect because it's sort of it's not just for community engagement, but it's a one-stop resource for all of those incentive, rebate, and local programs. I didn't go through because I kind of want to save on time, but I've been doing a lot of electric vehicle outreach. So the transportation section has a bunch of measures. And so say you're a fleet manager, you can go click on one of those measures that is involved transitioning to EVs or EV charging stations, and all the resources for incentive rebate programs, resources to help you figure out how to transition to electrified transportation, that's all on that page. So it's great for businesses, residents, city, county staff, school districts. And we can expand, like I said, this is still in development and will launch in January. So we're hoping to get feedback on what others want to see included in this engagement platform.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I see this tool has been a really excellent way to inspire community engagement in support of climate resiliency. And I definitely hope our city will look at considering this as part of their new website, which we're working on. I had a question though. When you first log on, is there some kind of questionnaire or inventory that you can take that will direct you to which area you should focus on based on whether or not it's replacing your windows or food waste or any other activity that will raise points for you? Is there some kind of questionnaire?
Yes, thank you, Director Fernandez. Excellent question. Like I said, when you first sign up, if you want to tackle all this at that time, it's going to take at least 5 minutes, probably more around 10 minutes, because you can fill in a ton of information or a little bit of information. So for me, I put in a year's worth of natural gas bills, electricity bills, I put in my water bills, I put in all the transportation choices, like how I commute, the days that I drive to work, the days that I'm working from home, I put in information about all my food choices. And it does create a personal page. Like I said, every person gets their own page that's specific to their needs, and it'll, lead or kind of, point towards the measures that you should maybe consider undertaking. And it gives you, it's a great resource to kind of give you like a roadmap on what to do.
Right. Very good. Thanks. And I like the idea of the badges, because the badges in themselves are kind of incentives for people to work toward. But as far as incentives are concerned, are there any other incentives that would cause somebody to want to do this? I know money saving ideas is probably one, but anything beyond that, of course, achieving climate resiliency is another, but something more tangible for a homeowner or even an HOA to want to encourage their residents to participate.
So this is something, thank you, Director or Chair Hernandez, but this is something that we're going to be really, the partners in the whole 6-county region are going to be working on. And if you noticed, there are some points that if you complete a measure or an action, you get points. So I mentioned like, you can create teams or you have your micro community groups. So if we wanted, we could have some engagement thing where, different divisions or departments or community groups or neighborhood groups could compete with each other and have some sort of incentive, or like, if you win, you, get a presentation at city council, or, if you're a neighborhood group, you get a sign to put in your front yard that says, this neighborhood is super green. I'm not really sure. We are working through that. And then one of the things that I haven't mentioned yet is we're actually, the 6 counties are working together to apply for grants to hopefully create some funding source for those micro community leaders so that they're paid to help with outreach for this campaign. And a special focus is on our EJ and social justice groups. And so we've applied for one grant I think last month, I'm not sure when we'll hear on that, but that's funding to help pay for those micro community leaders to engage their community groups.
That sounds great. I could see us doing something like that in Port Hueneme with our HOAs, creating a contest of some sort or competition between the HOAs to encourage climate resiliency. I love it. I think it's great. Okay, anything else from the board on this project? All right, well, let us know when that launch date comes up, and we'll all be looking forward to seeing that available to us. So thank you so much for the good work. Great project. Very exciting. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to item number 13, program update. Okay, Heather again.
It's me again. Again, Heather Allen, BCRA Program Administrator. And we've been busy over the past couple months. Hopefully everyone had a chance to glance at their program update. I'm not going to go through everything that's in there, but if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. So the month of September was National Drive. Well, the last week in September was National Drive Electric Week. And then right at the beginning of October was Clean Air Day. So we had some micro grants from Plug In America to host some National Drive Electric Week activities. We did an EV ride and drive event at the Government Center, as well as an EV car show. And when we say EV car show, that means we invite local EV drivers to come bring their vehicles, have them on display. The owners are standing beside their car, and people can come and ask any questions to those EV owners, like, what's it like to have a car? How do you charge? How do you take trips? What's insurance like? What's your electricity bill like? So you get, honest answers from EV owners about their experience. And then the really, I think, great component about the event we had at Government Center was the ride and drive event. And I believe Supervisor Luvier might've attended that. And so we had some electric vehicles that people could test drive. They actually got to get on the 126 and drive those vehicles, 65, they're following the speed limit, hopefully, all the way down to Kimball Park, get off. And so it was a couple mile route where they could drive different speeds in the electric vehicles. And another fun component of that ride and drive event was that we had e-bikes. And I feel like some of our county staff, maybe some of the assistant CEOs, actually had little competitions to see who could ride their e-bike around the parking lot fastest. And we have some good photos from that. And so people got to test drive e-bikes from our local bike shops. Again, the vehicles were from our local dealers. We also had food trucks. We had our partners, Clean Power Alliance and Air Pollution Control District, were there with informational booths. And then the second event we had was at the Thursday Farmers Market in Oxnard Plaza Park. And that was a really great opportunity to do a lot of outreach in Spanish. And so we have EV Coach is bilingual, Clean Power Alliance was there, Air Pollution Control District staff, and some of our other community partners, MyCop, were all there promoting electric vehicles. We also had an EV car show where people could come and talk to vehicle owners. And then we had a lunch and learn later that month. And then for Clean Air Day, we participated in an event with Gold Coast Transit District, as well as Air Pollution Control District staff and Clean Power Alliance at Gold Coast Transit District's office about transitioning to electrified transportation. But the fun thing we did for Clean Air Day is we had our EV McWheelie coloring contest with our local schools. And so classrooms competed with coloring our cartoon character. And then for some of the older students that are involved in the STEM programs in our region, we bought a bunch of EV build kits so they could build their own EV McWheelies and race them. And just real quick, some other activities. We'll be participating in the MyCop community meeting next Saturday. As you recall from the EV Blueprint grant, we were able to fund a plug-in hybrid minivan for MyCop. So we're going to go do some outreach about the plug-in hybrid minivan and just participate in their community meeting. And then I think everything else mostly talked about grants. In the program update, there is a new library grant. As you know, we have our EE toolkit and induction cooktop program with our local Ventura County libraries. We got some funding to expand that. And we're also working with the cities of Thousand Oaks, Moor Park, Oxnard, and Santa Camarillo and Santa Paula to expand those energy toolkits and induction cooktops to those city libraries. So if you have libraries or staff that want to find more information about our EE toolkits or induction cooktop program, please have them reach out. It's been great that people can go check out these resources at their local libraries, try them at home, and then hopefully it encourages them to be more energy efficient.
Excellent. You guys have been busy. Really great outreach to the community.
Thank you.
Especially the Mixteco community and the Oxnard area. Thank you for that. Okay, any questions or comments for Heather before we move on? Okay, very good. Let's move on to then general updates and announcements. Anything there?
Yes, Alejandra. Sue has a couple of updates, but we'll following up from a lifeline, and we'll be reaching out to you for individual meetings moving forward. So we'll do that. Try not to bother too much in December, but January for sure. We'll jump in and have meetings with y'all.
Great. Looking forward to that. Sue, I think I know it's what we're about to hear.
And I think some of you know this, maybe most of you know this. I have announced my retirement from the County of Ventura. So my last day of work will be January 27th. It's been an incredible 25 years in the CEO's office. And this, you know, we really didn't mean to be the administrators of VCREA when it first started in the early 2000s. It was sort of independent. And then things changed and we were asked to take over the administration. The Board of Supervisors at the time agreed. And I think this team has done fabulous work with all of the support of the Board of Directors over the years. So I really appreciate everything everyone has put into this, the board, like I said, the staff at VCREA. You only see a few of the CEO sustainability staff on the Zoom call today. There are a few more that are working on a lot of other projects. This team does a fabulous job. I am so proud to work with very professional people who care about their community, want to see Ventura County stay the way it was when I grew up. I mean, I grew up in Ventura, so in the city of Ventura. So I very much appreciate all the work that's been done. So what we will be doing, Alejandra will have the lead for the entire sustainability, or has already taken that lead for the CEO's office. So we'll be moving the executive director position from my name signing everything to Alejandra being the one that signs everything on behalf of VCREA. So it's really has been wonderful working with I've known Laura since, you know, the 90s when, in fact, I worked at the sheriff's department in the mid 90s. So I've known her since we were both at the sheriff's department, and I've known a lot of you over the years in different capacities. So I very much appreciate all of the help you've all given me over these years. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Sue. Yeah, you've come a long way since the sheriff's department. It's been so wonderful to watch your career and to see you blossom and the skill sets and experience you brought to the county and that you've, just beyond VCREA has been incredible.
Thank you.
All your legislative work, your representation in DC and Sacramento has been really just wonderful for the county. So thank you so much for your service to the county. And I know you'll still be around doing stuff because I know Kathy's probably gonna, Kathy Long probably already has plans for you, but
Yeah, there's an opening on the library board, so they've already approached me.
Okay. So thank you so much for your service. Anybody else want to chime in? Wish Sue best wishes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Sue, for your long-term service. Seeing you on that trickling through the water side a little bit, but that, you know, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really going to miss Sue at the county. I know she wore a lot of hats here, and sustainability was one of them. But one of the, I think the best things about her is that she's been able to really groom and work with people, the next generation of leaders to come up and you know, from government affairs to sustainability, we have incredible teams in place because of Sue's leadership. So we'll miss you, but we know it's not goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Supervisor Levere. And thank you for joining us. Also, Vice Chair Judge, thank you for joining us today. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody else? I think there's some also some accolades in this chat room if you want to check those out.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Sue. Okay. Any items for future agendas? Okay. I think staff has their hands full as it is. So we'll look forward now to our next meeting, Thursday, February 16th, 2023. And if there is, if there are no objections, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for your work and your participation. Have a great day.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays.
We won't see each other until afterward.
Yeah. Take care.